The great Amy Ray, everybody. Amy Ray. Yeah. What a show. I'll tell you what, don't go away because we're about to have the Loveless Jam.
What here. You going to do, Jim?
Well, you'll see. I want it to be a surprise.
A surprise? Spirit. I forgot. It's always a surprise. Well, what a show. Thanks to everybody that played tonight. We love this. Jim Bianco throwing down with the confetti and everything. And Farewell Drifters, the Bankisters, Amy Black and Amy Ray. I loved it all tonight. Next week, folks, this is kind of a special deal. It is our 200th show. We've done the math. We've figured it out. Next week is number 200. And we'll celebrate somehow. I don't know, Keith, what we're going to do, but we're going to enjoy the music of Grant Farm, Tyler Grant, great guitar player, and his buddies, Colin O'Brien and the Nashville Stringy Band with Matt Combs, my friend, who just got the gig over at the Grand Ole Opry. We're going to get a return visit from Kellen Watson from Asheville, who we adore. Wonderful singer. Can't wait to see what she's up to. Another Watson's here, Willie Watson from Old Crow Medicine Show, doing his solo thing, and he's getting a lot of acclaim. And Matt Anderson, who I'll be hearing for the first time. So get tickets at MusicCityRoots.com and be here for our 200th show.
Sounds like we need to have a bicentennial celebration.
It is going
to
be a bicentennial. Can you believe it, Keith?
Yeah.
200.
Well, I haven't been here for all of them, but a number of them for sure.
Most of them, buddy.
Yeah.
You don't miss easily.
That's good stuff. Yeah. We're going to be in Chattanooga tomorrow night.
That's right. Scenic City Roots up there on the hill. And that's a good lineup too, man.
It is. Susie Boggess is going to be there.
Yep.
I don't mind telling you, I've been in love with Susie Boggess for a long time.
It's easy for you to say. Yep.
Well, everybody is, so I'm not alone. Hey, I want to remind you, you're listening to Nashville's Hippie Radio, WHPY, Bellevue, Nashville, 94.5. And a big thanks to all of our sponsors, Kirkland's, French's Shoes and Boots, The Loveless Cafe, Griffin Technology, Nissan North America, Star 129, Vietti Chili, Ascend Federal Credit Union, The Nature Conservancy. Let's give them all a big hand. They allow us to do what we do. And I want to say a big thank you to Chris Pence and also David Shipp tonight for Sound Image for taking such good care of the live sound here in the barn. You'll find these guys on tour with just about anybody who's anybody, offices from Los Angeles to Nashville, and we're happy to have them here with us. If you need professional sound, large or small, take a look at sound-image.com. They're a proud sponsor of this final segment. You know, speaking of final, we're getting down to the wire here at the Loveless before we move out to the factory
at Franklin. I was going to say that we make sure everybody's got to keep reminding folks that we're, I guess, maybe seven more shows. We'll do the count.
June 18th, I think.
Heading down to June 18th, and then we'll take a couple weeks off. And when we reconvene, we'll be over at the factory in Franklin, a beautiful new venue, not too far from here. And for some people, many people in the area, easier to get to. Mm-hmm. And it's a very cool building, a lot of character. Americana Music Association's over there.
And so, Jameson Theater, I think, is where we'll be.
Well, there's some interesting developments there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll have to
strike,
you know, but keep following the blog and the Twitter, and we'll let you know.
I'm going to have my own little radio studio. I might even interview Jim Lauderdale some night. Who knows?
We're both going to be one to interview Jim. He'll never leave.
Yes. We'll just put him between us. Grill him like a hot dog. Well, now all of our guest artists have gathered back together, and we want to return to the stage for the Loveless Jam, where we encourage all the musicians to stretch out on a favorite song. And to find out what that song is going to be, the one, the only, the man who was first to have his microphone rug. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, just Grammy Award. I'm killing time in case you haven't. Can I have a little banjo or something here? Jim Lauderdale. Jim Lauderdale. Jim Lauderdale. Jim Lauderdale.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Yeah. I thought you guys would never ask. Well,